Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, thank you, Gary. 7:35 here on this Monday morning. It's the 16th day of March, 2020. I'm John Reed, and glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. We survived the weekend. Oh, my gosh. You know, the world is coming to an end. Hadn't you heard? We're all supposed to completely freak out and cry in the corner of the basement for two or three solid days. No, kind of made it through the weekend. Glad about that. I think we should try to wake up this week with some perspective, which I will attempt to bring to this discussion about coronavirus as we continue this morning. Or the flu, as I like to put it. Deal with this the way you would deal with the flu. You don't want to get it. If you're old or you're sick, getting the flu can be deadly, and we want to be very cautious about that. But yeah. I don't want to spread it. If I got it, I certainly don't want to spread it. I don't want to pick it up from you, but not prepared to close down the whole world over it and cost thousands of people their jobs. That's our topic here this half hour. Karen Michael, who handles a lot of legal issues related to employment and is a frequent guest whenever we have one of these issues, joins us now to talk about what legal steps employers and employees might have to take in light of the coronavirus and layoffs and, you know, how you communicate with your workers. Good morning to you, Karen. How are you doing? I should start every interview today. How are you doing? Everything good in your world? Are you okay?
I am surviving and social distancing as much as I can because I understand that that's the word of the day or the words of the day, social distancing.
Yeah. And to be responsible, I get it. I was wiping down every place I went this weekend. Well, have you heard about layoffs? I heard some talk about that on Thursday into Friday. And then when I talked to the one guy who told me he was laying off some of his employees, he said, I didn't use that term. I just told them not to come in. Maybe he's holding off a little bit.
There are going to be a lot of situations where employees just don't have anything to do or anywhere to go. I mean, there is one set of people that can work telework and they can do their jobs from their homes, maybe not their entire jobs, but most of it. But there is a huge industry of people in healthcare, manufacturing, janitors, especially those are the heroes of the day, media, retail, hospitality. I mean, these people can't, quote, telework. Their job is at work. So I have seen a lot of employers saying we're going to pay for a certain period of time. You introduced the segment talking about the legal rights. That's about to get more complicated because Congress, the House passed a bill on Friday. The Senate's thinking about that bill today. And now the legal rights are going to start to get very complicated in a few days. So there's the voluntary and then there's going to be the mandatory. And once the mandatory kicks in, things are going to get very complicated and employers are really going to have to pay attention.
In a weird way, do you think that pushes some employers to drop the axe faster and maybe even prematurely so they're not caught up with whatever the Congress is about to do and the new rules?
I'm a little worried about that because the new law will apply to the family. It's basically amending the Family Medical Leave Act for this coronavirus situation. And it really even includes employees. The paid part of it includes employees who can't work because their kids can't go to school, which is basically everybody. Yeah. And I'm a little worried because it's adding employees onto it who have only worked for the employer for 30 days.
Oh my goodness.
Or more. Yeah. So it's going to impact small business, and it's going to impact those short-term employees. And so I am a little worried if employers catch on to this. Now, of course, the Senate's got to debate it. Everything moves very slowly, and so who knows what the outcome will be of this bill. But
well, it moves slowly, except, you know, a lot of these elected officials, I think, see themselves as heroes if they go ahead and pass bad legislation that sounds good with the headline. But then if you run a small business and you suddenly have to pay people for the 2 or 3 weeks they're going to be gone, and that wasn't a part of the budget, you just can't – you know, individual businesses don't have the same magic money machine that they have in Washington, unfortunately.
Well, the bill would reimburse the employer through the tax credit mm-hmm. if the bill goes through, which I think is probably a good thing for this emergency situation. Mm-hmm. But, in the moment, you're going to get that later on. You might not have that cash on hand right now. Money is not coming in to pay your employees, especially in these small margin organizations. And what I just get so frustrated by, if you read this bill, it's like 120 pages. It's got all this stuff thrown in there, and they just can't have a simple 3-page, this is what we're doing today. It's, you know, they take this opportunity to add all this stuff in there because this, you know, never let an emergency go to waste. And so instead of just having a clean, short, easy, simple, nimble bill, it's this just monstrosity that's complicated. And so they're not heroes because they're using this emergency to get a bunch of stuff that they wouldn't otherwise get. Let's just pass a short, quick, easy bill that pays workers in the short term for these emergency situations. Be simple. We just don't have that.
Yeah. Karen, I have this awful feeling that between the, what is it, were we up to like $59 billion that's been allocated so far, when we start actually looking at the line items and where that money is going to go, there will be every reason to think that this is not a heroic act by the Congress, but that it's another one of these huge boondoggles. And I have friends who work in consulting, and the first thing they did when they heard that the $8.3 billion was going through was start conniving. How do we get a part of that? What service can we provide where we can charge, you know, big money for whatever it is we're going to do?
I have no doubt about that. But what I would ask employers to do is to be empathetic. I mean, this is such a disorienting time for people. Our lives have been completely upended, whether we agree or disagree. It is what it is. Correction officers, janitors, people going to work every day. Be empathetic to their situation because everybody is in a very disorienting, odd, we don't know the time frame. And I hope that employers can just be as empathetic as possible during this time. If they can do paid leave, do it.
Yeah.
Reach into their pockets because this is a very difficult time for everybody. I mean, me personally, I'm supposed to be training people for the next 8 weeks. All that's canceled.
Right.
This is a very unusual time, and I hope that we can be empathetic, not wait for Congress because goodness knows what they're going to do, and try to do what we can for our workers.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea to float, and in the short term, I think people generally, that's where their hearts are.
Two or three months into it,
what do you do when the cash has run out and there not a lot of options? And you know what? Tomorrow, Karen, we're going to talk to some folks who will talk about how landlords have to handle the rent, because that's the first thing that's going to hit for a lot of the wage workers who work on tips and hourly wages, who just aren't going to make it at the end of at the end of this month. They're not going to be able to pay that April rent. So, Karen,
I read that legal aid workers are also on tap because they're going to be inundated, the legal aid workers, who are being removed, et cetera. I just want to say real quick, for people that are letting employees telework, but their normal jobs are to be on site, but they are able to telework from the short term, employers should make sure they tell employees that we're temporarily allowing you to telework in this time. We know you can't perform all your job functions, because what we don't want to see for employers is employees saying, well, I could telework for 8 weeks, so let me just do that full time, when really employers want people on site after this is over. So
good
to protect
point.
Yourself under the ADA, make sure you make that provision that you're short-term teleworking, but you're not able to do your entire essential functions. telework, we expect you to come back to work when you can.
That's the memo that you got to have with the date on it so that you don't get caught down the road. Good advice. Karen Michael from Karen Michael Consulting here in Richmond. I appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 744. We'll come back. We'll take a quick check at the traffic, which hopefully is minimal since so many people are not trying to get to work or school today. And we will talk about the weather. A warming trend again as we head towards the end of the week. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.